It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 3rd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is conciliatory, spelled C-O-N-C-I-L-I-A-T-O-R-Y. Conciliatory is an adjective that means tending to win over from a state of hostility or distrust, intended to gain the goodwill or favor of someone. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Princeton Times by Jeff Harvey. Then you have the situation in Green Bay and Seattle, where veterans with Super Bowl wins and Hall of Fame resumes have expressed their feelings about their team's direction. Green Bay management has been conciliatory towards Aaron Rodgers, while Seattle has been rather truculent towards Russell Wilson. If you are conciliatory towards someone, you're trying to win that person over to your side. The verb conciliate was borrowed into English in the mid-16th century and descends from the Latin verb conciliare, meaning to assemble, unite, or win over. Conciliare, in turn, comes from the Latin word concilium, meaning assembly or council. Conciliatory, which appeared in English a bit later in the 16th century, also traces back to conciliare. Another word that has the same Latin root is reconcile, the earliest meaning of which is to restore to friendship or harmony. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.